You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for WWE's Monday Night Raw. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest WWE news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for WWE's Monday Night Raw.
HBK on.
I am. I need that music later so we can use this whole dancing thing over here.
Well, I can dig.
What's up, everybody at home?
Pro wrestling!
Yay for pro wrestling!
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. I am here with Jensen Karp.
Hey, everybody.
And Mr. To the P.
What Preston up, peoples?
Gomez. And Mike Bennett.
Hello.
Prodigy.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
And you are?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I do. You're Maria.
I am.
You're Maria.
I am.
One of my favorite former divas at WWE.
Oh, Let's just say she's known for her cupcakes.
Oh. Maria was sweet enough to celebrate Valentine's Day with us a day early.
All three of us.
Today is three of us. Tomorrow, one of us. And so she brought cupcakes that are all incredible. And we went through. She had a whole plate there. Now it's down to just this beer pong formation.
I wanted to make a heart, but
they're so good.
Too many
though.
Still.
They're very
like so pyramid. You have to eat more.
Eat my heart out. Yeah. That would be the that would be my quote for that one right there.
I wouldn't expect you to say something like that, but very funny.
Touche. Not expect me to say something funny. I get it.
No!
We got jokes today.
Not like that. Aww. No, not at all. But they're actually, those sweet tarts that are on there are dirty sweet tarts.
Mm-hmm.
I kept them censored a little bit, but we kept.
Mine said, don't stop.
Mine said, double side me. This is weird.
Mine said, you're too hairy. It's not even like. Not even nice.
All right.
Not only
did Shawn
Michaels would give you one that would just say Jew on it.
Clearly, the great Khali did not give you
sunglasses.
Quick update for everybody. Quick update for everyone. If you didn't catch last week, I explained that the great Khali one time and I saw each other in the airport, and he asked me for advice on sunglasses that he was trying on at a Sunglass Hut kiosk.
How did it sound?
Like this. Do you like these glasses? And my immediate reaction was, I do like those glasses. And then he said, thank you. And then I came up with some weird fantasy that he went back and told other wrestlers that I'm very good at picking out sunglasses and they should ask me for advice.
This was no fantasy.
I think that all of your Twitter followers and all of my Twitter followers, and we'll mention all those names in a minute, should ask you about glasses.
Please.
So I would love for fans to actually send you pictures of themselves with sunglasses.
I would love it. And you can do it at JensenClan88, CLAN88. You can just send me a picture while you're in the store. Just take a picture of yourself with the glasses, and I'll answer back and just ask me, do you like these glasses? Just ask me one time if you like the glasses. And I will answer you with the most honest truth of what, in my fantasy world, wrestlers wanted to know from me rather than writing advice.
What did you think of Zack Ryder's sunglasses?
Good question. Very good question. I found them, I would not have told him to keep going with them. I would have said to drop the glasses.
You didn't pick those things up.
And then Khali would have said, that's why he's a professional. Sunglass picker. That's what he would have said. But that's what I would have said. So now you know. Right. Now you know what I would normally do. If you want to send me pictures of yourselves in glasses, I will tell you if you've picked the wrong ones.
I already started sweating immediately.
I was like, oh my God.
We'll be laughing for a minute.
Laughing so hard.
We haven't even started Monday Night Raw and the clothes are coming off.
Oh my.
Clothes are coming off.
Okay, they're in there. Takers are in there. We are in San Diego. The show is not us.
Well, we are.
But the show was in San Diego. I was so surprised in this first segment about this debate.
They're so good.
I am very glad that you like to eat my cupcakes.
They're so good. I love them so much.
Callie voice.
Do you like the cupcakes?
These are really good cupcakes. They're so good.
And now you're out of control.
I'm done. Keep going.
I think this is going to be a dead horse we're going to beat for a good couple weeks.
The best bit, had I not thought I've gained weight recently, the best bit ever would have been if I just ate through them. And you guys didn't even notice just by these dead soldiers that I leave. Just in, and by the end, it just sits safe in a pile.
Do it like my cupcakes.
I'm just like, did it. Done.
Done. And done.
Bye, guys.
We started with the debate. I didn't really like the debate.
The debate was terrible.
It was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
We started
with the package of, or the video segment of Kane and Cena trying to drill it home again, a storyline that no one's really totally buying until maybe the end of tonight. But it really is it's like the Rise Above Rape campaign.
It's after last
week's
episode.
There's no line I won't cross.
Yeah, he literally was like, there's no line I won't cross. There's no woman I won't violate. So what are you saying? Yeah. Like, seems so crazy that he was going to take it too far. And in real life, he didn't really take it very far on her at all.
No, or so he just kind of got close.
It's so really creepy, like.
It's really creepy, and I also love your theory about it being in a completely different universe.
It is. See, it's so true, and that's like a writing theory, but the crazy part is that it seems like he's living in a different universe. Like, only Cena sees him, almost.
You know what I mean?
It's going to be like a Sixth Sense kind of ending, where at the end they're just like, he's been dead all the time. Yeah, no one sees him other than
he's still injured.
And I also think, like, it's kind of like that whole thing of Zack Ryder doesn't even see him, because he's, like, putting it all on Cena.
Exactly.
Not the fact that Kane is coming and beating him up.
Not the fact that someone tried to kill his girlfriend. It wasn't even mad at Kane at all about the ambulance thing. It was just like, how dare you?
How dare you?
Forget the man who almost just killed her. I'm more mad at your French kiss. Like, why? It seems like, honestly, if at the end it's like a Fight Club thing.
Then it's totally Cena has been beating up Ryder the whole time.
Yeah, and not only that, like Ryder.
Cena's beating
up.
Ryder's beating up himself.
Exactly. I don't want to That's what he's doing.
Just wheels himself off the stage.
He tried to kill himself.
Terrible sunglasses.
That's what it is. He tried to kill himself. That's
he did.
Okay, this is a real theory now. Has anyone ever addressed Kane?
No.
They tend to just address each other. Eve does. Maybe that's why Eve and Cena kiss.
Oh, she does say Kane.
They're the only ones that are
haunted
together.
Yeah. She's
they're all just screwed up.
Regardless, the storyline is already past comprehension of soap opera writers here.
Just for the record, you might know why I hid in the bathroom now. I was like, guys, this is what we should do. Only Cena sees Kane.
I got this great
idea. I got it. Let's go home, everybody.
Let's go home.
I did it, guys.
McMahon, what do you think?
That's shit. Little Elvis Costello, go home. I wonder if he even... I have a feeling that, like, obviously people know that we're doing this. Obviously, you know what I mean? But I just wonder if Vince has ever seen that I'm doing the show. Because I'm so insignificant to him. Like, I mean, he was very nice to me when I left and sent me an email. But the funniest part is, like, I genuinely don't think he remembers. You know what I mean? So someone would be like, oh, that kid used to write there. And he'd just be like, ugh. Why? Like, what happened? I don't remember him at all.
Why
I saw
did
him
I
one time
him?
When I was taking
why
a
I
shit.
Used to.
When I was taking a shit, he was hiding in the
I saw his
stall,
feet
stall next to me.
Bad shoes.
Now you know why.
So the debate.
Yep.
King runs it. Punk's funny. R-Truth talks about spiders.
R-Truth goes insane.
Miz looks uncomfortable. Yeah.
Miz looks uncomfortable.
Miz looks like he's
funny.
Scared for his job.
Miz looks miserable.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston got to speak for the first time and
he came off good, I thought.
Yeah. Whenever.
Yeah. And Kofi came up off good and so did Dolph.
Dolph needs to lose, Vicky.
He does.
It's splitting the heat.
They're going to hold it, though. They're going to hold it for a little bit longer until they have confidence in him that he could be a champ.
I could see maybe he keeps losing until he drops Vicky.
But then what? She only has swagger?
Yeah.
She's not going to have anything. They're going to have to find a new... angle for it. But it won't be hard because
she should be on TV because she gets the most heat when she goes out there. But Dolph doesn't need it because she takes it from him.
And
he can get it on his own.
Well, for a second though, it wasn't like that.
No,
now Dolph's coming into his own. So,
but that's what any good manager does. They help. They move forward the character, and then you lose him.
Wait, you guys are going to break up
then
eventually?
Then you lose them.
Wow. That's okay. I only like them for a little bit anyway.
Hit the spoiler alert.
I'm getting eat now.
Why'd you just take all the icing?
That was a grotesque bite.
That bite just gave me 18 cavities on one side.
That bite just gave you diabetes. Just for the record.
I'm going to go to sleep now.
You don't want to chase it with any of the cupcakes.
Here you go.
Hey, I have a pixie stick if you want to follow it.
And then he licks it.
So gross.
Tomorrow, just so you all know, he'll be at the gym like this. Cupcake!
No, you're going to get him to run further, but put the cupcake in front of his
frosting in front of me.
Well, hello.
He's going to be running home.
These random hands that came in.
What happened? Do we sound like crap?
Trying to fix something.
Does it sound crappy?
It doesn't sound crappy. Just trying to fix one.
Just doesn't sound at all. We've been talking to ourselves.
all the cords.
I know fans are super stoked. If my mic's not working, they're all finally that annoying faggot in the corner.
Jesus, people call you that?
Oh, you should see some of that.
People are derogatory towards you in a gay fashion. That seems so mean and uncalled for. You have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know what? Since fans know about that, we may have a technical issue. If you guys wouldn't mind, why don't we take a quick commercial break?
Sure.
And then,
okay, we'll see you guys in a bit.
I'm going to wash this down with a cupcake.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Are we back?
We're back.
While we were gone, Jensen blew through about two more cupcakes.
You guys, I also just took a poop. I also pooped to make myself feel better about these three cupcakes.
That's crazy. You're doing some work over there on those cupcakes.
We're also drinking alcohol under the table.
Hold on one second. Guys, we got this. Don't worry about us here. We're keeping it professional on AfterBuzz.
We are keeping it so professional right now. So, back to the
debate. Yeah. I think we've gotten through one thing and... 15 minutes.
Here's the thing. I think that
like a real alcoholic. Double-fisted coffee mugs.
I really think that Miz is concerned about his job. I think Dolph is fed up. I think Punk is like, where is this going? Like, nothing matters right now except for the storyline with Jericho. So, like, and then with Jericho, it was like, called him out on the, Punk called him out on the Dance with the Stars thing. And I don't know if I like that or not.
You didn't like it?
No.
It
takes value away from him, I think.
It does. And so then you're like, well, I kind of agree with him.
For the record, I think a lot of value has been taken away from Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
I think, number one, the Rumble started it. I think not having him win the Rumble or having him lose in sort of a normal fashion felt weird. And then on top of that, he kind of got kicked in the face by Kofi again.
But he won.
But still, it didn't seem... There was something weird.
Let's be real. Jericho's never really been a superhero in the ring. As far as being a good athlete and stuff, he's never been hard to beat. Think about the people he's lost to over time.
I don't know.
He's a good heel, though.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what a good heel does, is they elevate the baby face that they're with. And that's maybe he just sees himself at the end of his career, and he's just trying to push the young guys up, which if you beat Jericho...
But is Jericho cool? Jericho was the coolest guy in wrestling a month ago.
He was.
Yes.
Nowhere near it now.
No.
They destroyed it.
Yeah. And by the way... Everyone was like, that video is going to mean something eventually. No.
Didn't
never
mean
meant
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Meant nothing. He hasn't even addressed it.
It was just all weirdness.
Hasn't even addressed it. Nope. Hasn't even said anything. He said one thing that was like...
The end of the world is
no,
near.
No, no, but he was like, and then the videos. And then he just said that one comment about it and then forgot about
right.
it. Forever.
But none of Jericho's returns have ever meant anything.
Oh, the first one.
When he said, save
the,
us?
No, that was
the original Y2J.
Oh, the original one was the best. But then after that, it was like, save us. And it was never addressed.
We were
was,
never saved.
No. I think it's just their way of bringing him back and keeping people intrigued.
It worked for a week.
Well, Jericho...
But you know, it's a week-to-week basis kind of show. Yeah. So, zero to hero in one Monday.
They're not... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Jericho
know.
Over
I
Kofi,
didn't
right?
like this. Jericho wrestled with Kofi, and Jericho did catch Kofi on the way outside. Just want to point that out. The dropkick into the walls of Jericho was awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Awesome finish, and then... Or it wasn't a finish, but went to the ropes right after that, and then it was into the Codebreaker. I haven't seen the whole eye poke?
It was an eye poke, yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while.
No, it was
ever
fantastic.
To be honest, I don't know if it happened.
It didn't come across.
I don't think it happened.
No?
A figment of our imagination.
No. Again, more Fight Club stuff. No, I actually don't think it happened. I think we believed it happened and just because he did it.
Really?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, but I think it was a bad camera angle.
Oh, okay, maybe.
They didn't have a camera to the side. All they had was the hard camera shot.
Yeah.
Did the poke.
Then it was just the camera, but either way, I didn't see it. But it looked cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did play out good, and it pushed the storyline on.
I think it should be his trademark.
It probably came off better on TV than it did live, because the commentators can put it over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it, though, because nobody pokes the eye anymore, and now that he does, it actually means something.
Mm. I haven't minded the commentator so much.
No?
This week and last week. Because Cole was driving me nuts.
Cole was better.
But
they made him stop saying the trending.
Oh, thank God.
Which is nice.
It's trending. And then we see Sean for the first time. And he looked like he just came back from a hunting trip.
He hunts for a living.
He looked like Ted Nugent shopping at Sports Chalet. Like, it was like right in between hunting and also river rafting. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Like, he's a real sportsman. And I thought that looked... And he looked old a little.
Every time I see Sean now, I just think of... I heard an interview with Triple H just saying, yeah, I see him out there with crossbows in his googly eye.
His wonky eye. His no one's ever noticed. He has one eye that's Stray. Just off the reservation. It's just.
Is it always been that
yes.
way?
He took a fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was talking about it. He said he took a fall and
when
it just kind of hit the muscle and it just kind of went limp.
Ouch.
Oh, poor guy.
I was going to say, they don't make pills for that, but.
No.
That hurts.
Kane, Cena, backstage segment, blah. And then Zach and Cena in the locker room.
Crazy that Cena would have so much clothes hanging in the locker room. Just
he doesn't bring that many clothes with him on the road.
No,
his bag looks like this.
Yeah. I don't know why he would bring shirts.
Here's what he needs, guys. Here's what he needs. He needs one pair of denim shorts and then a t-shirt with his name on it.
And five Reeboks. Five pairs of Reeboks.
He doesn't even need a shirt with his name on it because they'll just give it to him.
Yeah, so just denim shorts.
Denim shorts, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
all camo shorts.
Or camo shorts. No.
Camo
one.
Shorts. He'll wear his shoes. Socks, he'll just turn inside out. He's good to go.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, really? Same pair?
Same pair.
That's,
so stay
lucky
in my lockers. Stay in my locker room. Just hang
but
out
he
here.
He had
you'll
a
be
suit.
Safe.
A pair of blazers.
No, yeah, like a couple blazers.
Three or four shirts.
I don't
know suit hanger.
If that
a
one
suit
shirt hanger. Would even fit him. It looked like
he had a
my
towel.
Guys. He had hats.
He had hats.
More than one hat.
Multiple
well, he
chairs.
He does throw one out.
Multiple chairs. He had so many things
maybe
in the locker.
Maybe he parties in there. He just brings everybody
I think
on
so.
In. He just, you know, party up.
But they
was,
did just come from overseas, so yeah. maybe he's just unloading.
He's like, I just
unloading.
Like hanging it all up around me.
I like
makes
to
me
see
feel
it.
Like home.
Decor.
Because at home, I just put all my clothes up. Just like,
I keep my suits
in every
a suit.
Room.
Yeah.
All five of the same shirts on hangers across the wall.
Jorts.
Rise above hate.
It's his mantra.
Johnny and David Otunga, somebody tell me about this photo that he tweeted.
Oh, it's so good. Can someone tweet it at me, at JensenClan88, the picture, and then we'll
Jennifer
we'll
Hudson
show,
sipping out
Jennifer
of
Jennifer Hudson sipping out of the mug. I know everyone sent it to me yesterday, but I didn't keep
it. At the Grammys, right?
Yeah, at the Grammys, she's dressed in her beautiful gown, and she's sipping out of the cup.
Can I just say that her singing the Whitney Houston song, oh my god.
Yeah.
We were like this in a trance watching.
It was very good.
Like, all things stopped. I was making cupcakes at the time, but it stopped just to watch.
Well, thank God you kept going. It was really good. I'm a big Jennifer Hudson fan.
I am as well. I thought that was amazing. Plus, she added her own twist to it. She didn't try and stay up. I know this is a wrestling show, but I do like to talk about...
Hey, she's married to a wrestler.
Exactly. She's married to a wrestler. Too bad he couldn't make it because he was on a house show. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I thought...
Oh, well, he's in the picture with her.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Did he go?
It seems so.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You said that very British.
Well,
oh, is he?
I can't help it, because this is how you talk about my dogs. My dogs apparently now have British accents.
Oh, so when they're
walking. Hello!
They're just proper. Like,
they are proper.
Her dog Gemini is very proper, and they're like, hello.
Yeah.
And how does
and
that
And everybody's like, hello!
Wait, one of them's from Absolutely Fabulous, the show on Comedy Central. The other one's like a proper Ricky Gervais.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand.
What are you watching? Anyways, so, well, that's cool that he was able to make it. I was afraid that he was just at a house show or something.
No, he
didn't make
it.
But I'm glad.
Well, they're in San Diego tonight, so clearly he's probably there the day before in Los Angeles. Is that where the Grammys are? Los Angeles?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Los Angeles. Yeah. Okay. So then David Otunga brings up the fact that you aren't the permanent general manager, and I have an idea that will make you that.
Okay, here's the picture, Maria. Everyone sent it to me, but I'll thank the guy who sent it first. This is from Krose4, KROSE4. There's a picture of Jennifer Hudson drinking out of the...
Oh, sweet.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
It's really good.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He mentally breaks her down.
Look how cute she
drink,
is.
Drink. She's drink
pretty.
Now.
She's very pretty. Thank you guys for sending
She's very pretty.
She is.
She is.
Your dogs. I was doing an impression of your dogs.
Oh, yeah,
your
see,
dogs
I
find Jennifer Hudson beautiful.
She's pretty.
Thanks, guys. All right, sorry. Keep going.
Okay, so
it's like a Wicked Witch of the West.
Michael Cole as an action figure. Great, awesome.
Oh, can we go through my picture now? Is that possible? Because we're talking about pictures.
Of course.
I was searching the internet the other day trying to find funny pictures, and I found a wrestling picture that I find to be one of the funniest things that's ever happened in pro wrestling. Can we put it up? Is there a way? This is a picture
Give
I found.
Give me one moment.
Okay, this is a picture I found on the internet. I think it's the greatest thing that's ever existed.
Okay.
I could be wrong. It's one of two things. So when you're going in?
All
right. Which one are you going
for? I did not do that. I'm late.
Which one are you going
Jesus,
for?
Jesus, Maria.
I am late.
There's
don't
a
know.
High sexy.
What did you put in these cupcakes?
Do you mind? I was just trying to grab a cupcake.
Stepping on ducks
in.
Over there.
Oh, look. Okay, here's the picture. This is a picture of Rock with either... Look, it's either a mini elephant...
No, it's a mini elephant.
Or it's a gigantic rock with a regular gigantic elephant. I can't figure out which it is, but this is now my favorite picture in wrestling history. Look how happy Rock is to have a little elephant on his lap.
Look how happy the elephant is to
be held
by a giant rock.
To be in the Rock's giant lap.
I also don't want to tell you guys, but it also... They could be having sex. They could be having sex.
He's so happy his trunk is erect.
I know, everything's and it's good luck. It's good luck to have the trunk up.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Just letting you guys know. But if you
I'm
it is the best the best picture in WWE history, just so you know.
How was your cupcake?
Delicious. It is delicious. Okay, so Daniel Bryan.
I would like another cupcake.
Daniel Bryan comes out, sits next to the ring. Big Show comes out in
Michael
his camo.
Cole finally acknowledges, right, that he likes Daniel Bryan?
Well, yep, but then we there was a thing, though, because we were saying when we were watching that it's time for Cole to flip because Daniel Bryan's a pretty strong heel.
Clearly, yeah.
So, but I think he did it, but then they made it seem like it was only because Daniel Bryan was near him.
Oh.
And he was like, you're only doing that because you're close to him.
That's good,
but
though.
It is a start. It is a start
is a
for
start.
Cole to start to be okay with Daniel
because
Bryan.
It really doesn't make sense.
Makes
for him
no sense
to
now.
Completely bury him.
I know.
Still.
What's going on SmackDown? You're our SmackDown reporter. Is there a reason that him and Cole should have? Is there anything? See, nothing.
See, I did watch SmackDown the last Friday, and he was still burying Daniel Bryan in the ring.
Mm. That doesn't make sense.
Wrestling Orton.
Doesn't make sense.
Mm. Yeah, he was saying it was the compliments were kind of stirring in.
Yeah.
And, oh well, we see that. And,
It just wasn't there.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, Big Show is right there, too.
Big Show and his wonderful camo.
Which you can't actually do.
This is like a personal pan, Noel cupcake.
I was saying it to him. I was saying that when you're that big, camouflage doesn't work at all.
No.
Like, you could, the only thing you could camouflage yourself as is like a skyscraper. Like, you can't, like, where in the woods is he going to get away with hiding? Like, it's so crazy to me.
It'd just be a tree.
A redwood.
I just thought of the Towers of Power, who was at Earthquake.
Tugboat and Earthquake.
It was Akeem.
Yeah. So Akeem. The Twin Towers was Akeem and
Big Boss Man,
or Akeem and Andre. No.
Someone's going to tell me.
Natural disasters. Who were the towers?
Yeah.
Who were the towers? Anybody tweet us?
Let us know.
So DDT was awesome, but then right into the finish, and there was something wonky there.
They flopped it.
Got screwed up.
But then they came back and they did the whole thing, and then Daniel Bryan hits him with the title.
Let's blame Daniel
Bryan.
Which
sucks. When you screw something up like that.
Oh, yeah.
When you have the crowd that hot. They saw the huge DDT.
Yeah.
And then they screwed it up. I mean,
they had to do it again.
Must have felt like.
I had my first person asking me what I think of their glasses.
Oh.
Should you guys see it first?
Yeah.
It looks like he has a fake dick broom.
What is this?
There's a couple things
I have. It's a fake mustache.
One is. It's got to be like a Halloween picture or something. I don't hate your glasses. No. I don't hate them.
Don't hate them. Okay.
That was
thumbs up.
_B. I don't hate your glasses. That'll be the only one I do on the air.
You're going to have so many guys sending you pictures of themselves.
That'll be
glasses.
The only one I do on the air. I'm just letting you know.
Eat it.
Just lick the frosting.
Just lick the frosting.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Stop that, guys.
What are we doing? We are doing anti-Valentine's Day.
Like what? What are you
going to do? I'll just be your secret lover.
Wait.
We're not doing anything.
We have nothing.
Well, that doesn't mean you're not. That doesn't mean you're not going to do anything.
You guys are going to watch old tapes of WWE classics?
We might. I love how sometimes when he's watching something, I'll pop up on the screen, my ditzy self, and he gets so excited.
I'm
he's
like, oh.
"Look at you!" I'm like, "Yes, it was me. Great."
But it's like I have a. I just don't remember that you were there, and then you pop up.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Dang,
Chris Hansen, I knew that one. Wait, okay,
Chris Hansen.
That's what it was. He was reading off of I am. Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Would an anti-Valentine's Day be that you guys hate each other? That would be the anti-Valentine's Day.
Oh, wait, no. Till you see what we do just,
that would be anal.
The anti-Valentine's Day.
This is
a hate.
That's birth control.
I thought so.
We're going in horrible places.
We are. But, I mean, we're not doing anything special.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're not. Because a lot of times Valentine's is
we know
like
John that. Cena and Eve is. They got something special going on.
HBK comes out. Okay, you guys talk while I chew.
HBK comes out and then he calls out Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was good.
This, I think, I talked to a friend who was in San Diego at the thing, and he thought that it was the Bummers. So I guess it wasn't great live, but I think televised, that was one of the best segments.
Awesome.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I would say of the calendar, not even the calendar year, I would say of like the fiscal year, from like a year ago today to today, that was my favorite segment.
It goes up there with one of Punk's promos.
I would say that's the best promo since Punk. That's the one I would say. It was so good. I thought that there was so much tension, and then bringing up the idea that because you married Stephanie, now you think you have a role. I'll take it.
It's not even.
I was going to throw it over there.
I'll take it. He figured there was like a role that he has to play. Now I just thought there was a lot of human emotion, and Triple H was great.
All of this is mine.
It was great.
Oh,
eventually,
love
all of this will be mine.
This will be mine.
So good.
And then, I like how he said it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He really meant it.
He did.
Well, you could tell there was real emotion. But
this is mine.
Yeah, and then Undertaker's good for business. I love that HBK said he was nervous. I always like that about old entertainers.
Someone said that Undertaker's hair was fake when he first came back, and I totally believe it now that they're doing the promo
cutting
of him cutting
his
stupid
cutting
hair.
His hair.
Like, who gives a...
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares about him cutting his hair.
Oh, you want to be immortal, so I will cut my hair.
I was right. It was Akeem and Big Boss Man were the Twin Towers.
Oh, cool.
So I had it right the first time.
You married that chick, and now you've changed. Ooh.
It was good.
That was a great line.
It was very good.
Makes you a coward.
Corporate sellout. Mm-hmm. There were a couple
coward,
big ones.
Coward.
We were all screaming at the screen to say no.
Right.
We did not want
to turn there. Right.
We wanted it to be a little bit.
But there's a reason why that was so good, because those two have free range to say whatever they want.
They don't have to worry
about it. Triple H owns the company. Shawn Michaels is Shawn Michaels.
Sure.
They can say whatever they want. They're not run by a script or a writer. They can just do it. They have bullet points. They know what to say, and you get the real emotion. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why it's good.
It made for
that's what they need to do with everyone else. That's what they, I guarantee you, do with Punk.
That's
what they need to let Dolph do.
Oh, easily.
Jericho does that.
Jericho.
Do you think either of them can move their breasts on command?
I don't know.
Okay, because Rock.
But
does
I'm
the pec
only
pop.
Impressed by that. I am only impressed.
Chris Masters
by
is bummed. Wait, now that the pec pop's becoming famous.
Can we talk about this a little bit? I mean, let's delve into this. Have you? I mean, and he pretend he's on the room for a second.
Okay.
Have you always dated muscular men?
Have I? No.
So what, did that turn when you became more like when pro wrestling? By the way, I think I'm a therapist.
So let me think.
Knows.
Okay, first guy was a basketball player, and he also was a football player, so he was
muscles.
Pretty muscular.
Yeah, that's muscle.
So he was into
then
balls.
Then there was like a runner type body,
still athletic.
Then there was. Well,
a guy who loved World of Warcraft. No, I'm like trying to go.
Listen,
the other
we
way
only
way.
Have a half hour left.
Okay.
No, there's only a couple.
Okay.
Then there's
number
Punk.
75 was.
Punk was a muscular.
Hold on, let me pull out my list.
Jesus, don't be mean.
That's it. There was Punk, and then
embrace
there was my
the
ex.
Embrace the hate.
That was
over
it. And my ex.
I'm trying to rise
football,
above it.
Like in college.
So always muscular guys.
So always muscular. Okay. Yeah. Why?
Right. No, because I'm trying to figure out if that's a sexy thing.
Muscles?
No, pec pop.
Pec pop.
That's all that you were going for with this?
Well, kind of. No, but I mean,
no,
that's
I don't find it attractive at all. I like to joke about it, but I don't find muscle heads like, you know, like a guy that's a muscle. I don't like it.
But he's not. He has muscles. I wouldn't say he's like a muscle head.
No, he's not. He's if or
I can what? Peck pop.
What's that?
Well, thank you.
What's
he
that?
Was doing it for me earlier.
What's that?
See, he can do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
If it made it into the drink, that would have been the key.
That was pretty good, man. That really. You want to do it to me? Do it to me. Do it to me. Do it to me.
Don't hand me the glasses.
It went through my glasses. That was stupid.
Trick backfired.
I can peck drop. They just fall.
I can do it with my butt, but I can't do it up here.
Wait, you can do the stripper,
the
booty pop,
it,
make
I
it clap.
It.
Hit the mic, you got lucky.
Wait, oh, it's coming back.
Rebound. It's gonna leave a mark. It's gonna be a horrible Valentine's Day.
This is making for great television.
all right, moving on
through the room.
Dolph, true, sit up, pin. Finish. What did you think about that? Do you think he's in trouble? Mm-mm. Is Dolph in trouble?
I don't think so.
I think he's injured. I heard he was injured.
He might have a back issue.
I heard he had,
Well, he got pinned by doing a sit-up. It was a
sit-up.
I'd like the finish. I thought
I'd love the finish.
You kind of called it.
Yeah, I think he should have saved it, though.
I think he should have saved it for, like, a major thing.
Yeah, you do that enough, because he hasn't done it enough. You do it enough where people are like, oh, this is his thing, and then you catch him out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
It was good.
Yeah.
Santino Valentino Morella.
With a terrible, terrible backstage segment.
Garlic almost, Listerine.
With an almost unwatchable backstage segment.
It started out
it's
okay.
It's unwatchable, but the fact that he was in it, I think, made it somewhat watchable.
Zack Ryder's just not a good actor.
So started okay, and then something just went.
Serious, bro.
There was really no reason even to why they have that segment,
and they didn't come back.
No,
it would have been great if it was like, okay, garlic breath strips.
She was
and
like,
then,
I kissed Cena because you smelled like garlic. Smell. Like then it would have been a big callback.
Yeah,
yeah,
would have worked.
Like Santino,
and he's like, I will wreak vengeance on a random mid-carder. Just like at the top of his lungs.
Oh man,
what? Oh, okay. Oh. So, I'm sorry. And then there was the Diva segment. Tamina and Brie.
Yeah.
It was, we timed it. It
2 minutes.
2 minutes and 1 second.
2 minute, 1 second.
Yep. But it was nice because it furthered the storyline between Tamina and Beth. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So maybe we're going somewhere.
Yeah. I think I'm okay. I think we complained a lot. We can just complain a little bit today. I think
I think
something there.
They're going somewhere.
They're going somewhere. So
but
I'm happy for that.
She gave Brie far too much. She should have just beat the crap out of her.
I agree.
Yeah.
She let her, like, made it 50-50. I would have just beat the hell out of her for 2 minutes.
Probably just
straight.
Out of her respect.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, what respect?
But she's the son of Snooker and...
Yeah,
did you just,
we get
did
it.
You just say that she has a dick?
I did.
Like, that, she's the son of Snuka.
Daughter.
Okay, good.
Daughter?
Secret information.
Daughter? Yeah. Secret information. Okay. Then we have Rock and the mini elephant segment.
The greatest. May God bless that mini elephant.
Wow, like, you loved his outfit at one time.
I don't know if I loved it. I just was wondering what he was
just
wearing.
Just envious of it.
It was a scarf with, like, John Lennon sunglasses.
Oh, he was going Hollywood.
Strange hat.
He's going to come out with, like, the black bows like Hogan used to do once he came in.
I have my second glasses.
And then we hear Eve
getting... Hold on, I have one more.
Okay,
sorry.
Tell me.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true.
Chris Hansen everywhere. At Alex Raven Sonia, she sent glasses. She also made intentional duck face.
Duck face.
Girl face. I do like your glasses. So we're 2 for 2 already.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Let me see.
I like your glasses a lot, Alexa. Alexa, you have really, really good glasses. I'm going to tell HBK about those glasses. And then I'm going to just ignore the Jewish kid who's trying to write for me. Because all I care about is his opinion on glasses.
Wow.
Thank you, Alex Raven.
And then we hear Eve getting raped. That was interesting.
Again.
And then there
hot.
Was... What? She gets thrown in the ambulance. And then
like
here comes
Cena. Nothing like a girl screaming
Cena.
To turn you on.
Uh-huh. And then... always.
No, stop. I know you like it opposite day.
I love opposite day.
Yuck. That is grotesque. I actually missed this one small part. What? Because I stood up for a second. What happened?
I blinked. I can't pay attention when I stand up.
I can't. I have a problem. All the blood
rushes
in my head.
The room gets dizzy.
Wait, what happened? So there was a part.
The room gets dizzy or just spins?
Wait, they were trying to assault her? He was trying to assault her and then he threw her in there.
He threw her in there, yeah.
I get it now. Okay.
And locked her in there, apparently.
Yes.
But she got out.
She did get out. Eventually.
And she jumped
but it was so hard
arms,
for Cena to open the door.
Jumped into the arms of Cena.
Of John Cena.
And then was like...
Right.
Yeah, but we're missing the part where Kane drove away without her in the back.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then backed it up perfectly. He's like, hold on, I parallel parked this bitch right now.
I know I may be dead, but I know how to drive.
You know how Family Guy, they follow something for like 3 minutes? My dream is that they followed Kane to the hospital. Just
that
driving
been
fast.
So funny.
Like,
I got you talking
and
the whole time.
And then he gets
I got
hospital.
You, Eve. You will embrace this.
And then he gets to the hospital and he gets out and he goes, I'm going to get you. And he opens the door and he's like, shucks.
Foiled again.
No! And then he just gets out of the ambulance into his rented escort or Ford escort or whatever it is. And he's just like, all right. And he just goes home. Like, till next week. Just like super excited and happy.
That would be actually really funny. It'd
be really good.
Eve says, I just wanted to be friends. Aww.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And that is why she will be hated by all men now. Because that's what men don't ever want to hear. Is
no.
The friend zone.
Friends. It's the friend zone. Yeah. You're never going to get any more. Just friends.
Just him.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen when she's done managing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's going to find...
Are you serious, bro?
And I'll be like, I'm serious. Woo, woo, woo.
And then she's going to find a man who can not muscle peck.
If you make out with Jim Cornette.
Oh, that'd no! Be great.
Both spoiler alerts before you say things like that.
No.
That
no.
would just not be a good look.
I will not... No. I think that his wife would be very upset, and she would kill me.
She might.
She would kill me.
Is she a muscular?
You would have a tennis racket with your name on it.
Is she the son of Snuka?
She's very strong.
Oh, really?
Very strong woman.
Okay.
So then we have Miz.
The kiss. Did you say the kiss?
I did say the kiss.
Okay, good.
What did we think of the kiss?
No, I'm just making sure. I thought it was really cool.
Did we like the kiss?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
At least they would have gotten
the kiss was
more
believable.
It was believable.
I believed
angle,
it.
I feel like they practiced
the back.
It.
It was
the
a
back.
Weird bit bad, but it was good.
I wanted to see the side angle of the kiss. Yeah. So
I feel
see
Eve might have been a little bit more into it than John was.
Eve was more into it than
well,
John.
He has to play it off like what's going
right,
on.
He was like, what's
here?
Going on?
He had to send me the whole time.
He put his arm around.
But by the way, they're definitely was no apologies. Like, if you're going storyline, there was no apologies for the kiss or anything. They were just sort of like, I'm sorry that hurt your feelings, Zach.
They were like, you came in at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, it's your fault.
Yeah. Like,
you shouldn't have seen that.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. That's basically the feeling.
He saved my life.
And he's like rolling up with his flowers.
You know, Cena just wanted to look at him after he was done making out and be like, you can't see me.
Wait, that's perfect. That's what Kane does when it all comes together. You can't see me to everyone else. And then it's all wrapped up and then credits.
Boom.
God, it's over.
See? Goodbye. Take a cupcake.
Bye, guys.
See ya. ya.
Bye.
Jensen's actually physically wanted to walk off the set at least a dozen times. He's like, all right, guys, let's all plan it at exactly 45 minutes in. We all drop the headphones and walk out. That'll be great.
If I committed to that bit and just went home, that would have been amazing.
Just so and then they just followed you the whole way.
I was just going to say.
I got home and was like, shucks. No one thought it was funny.
They're still doing the show.
Yes. So, I mean, do they have anywhere to go from this now? Because it's like, okay, they did the kiss, and now we...
Well, now Eve's pregnant.
Well, okay.
She's pregnant now, and it's going to come out looking like Kane. Mm-hmm. It's it really fucked up.
Embrace the haste.
What is this, back to Alita and the baby? And
I don't know.
Is it? Are we back there?
Well, I mean, we'll get to the end, but I really actually don't know.
I don't think it goes anywhere. I think they just have seen him beat him at Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. Set him up to go against The Rock.
But he has the hate from what happened this week and then what will happen next week.
Mm-hmm. Cupcake right. Aponte?
Mm-hmm.
What's
mm-hmm.
that mean?
I just mentioned you. I scratch your face off, meow. What? You scratch my face off?
There's a girl that said Dimensioner?
Yeah, said Dimension Me and then said that she'd like to scratch my face off. Mm-hmm. It's meow. Fantastic.
And that's what it's for.
Meow. Okay, so Miz and Punk.
That's what my cat sounds like.
Like a cat in heat.
Apparently your cat's always in heat.
I just got a million things to say, but I'm going to fall
Please,
back
come on. Come on, come on,
After Buzz
come on.
TV, come on. Guys.
Your pussycat? What? No, nothing? Okay, cool. Oh,
cupcake?
Cupcake. Would you like one? Here you go.
The cat wants one.
Feed the kitty.
The kitty.
Oh, see, I didn't see. They're telling me on Twitter, because I missed this one thing. They said that Eve walked. They caught Eve walking into the ambulance.
Walking into
the... More than one person said it. I guess.
Yeah, we've seen her getting into the ambulance.
Yeah, but they Kane said put
it
her in.
But that's what they're saying, that it didn't work.
Oh, I think he chased her in. Oh. She was screaming.
Why would you go into...
Well, that's what they're saying. Yeah, why they said you could also see the producer cue Kane to go. Yeah.
Oh, if we could watch it back. That. We'll watch it back after.
More than one person said, did you see Eve casually walk into the ambulance? They botched the bit. They shot Eve walking into the ambulance. You could see the producer cue Kane. So,
oh, dear.
It was the one time I didn't look at the TV, so I'm pissed.
We stood up.
And obviously, we didn't either.
Yeah, you guys were all bored.
So, Miz, CM Punk.
Yep, CM Punk over clean.
Clean.
Yep.
Over with clean, the Anaconda device. Yep. And they used the arm thingy again. What's that called? The hangman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Orton did it to Big Show earlier.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it was a good match though. I liked it.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
What did you like about it?
I just told them that they flowed good.
Miz Punk.
Yeah,
I thought it was good.
I thought it was real good.
Yeah. They always have good matches, though. I don't think their matches are ever really boring.
They work well together, and
for Miz, who isn't really a real athlete, according to Alberto Del Rios.
Yeah, wow. I missed that whole thing.
Wow. If anybody out there had a chance to go check out that interview, listen to it. Some pretty choice words Alberto Del Rios had to say about The Miz.
So Alberto Del Rio went on a radio station and said that his least favorite person in the locker room was Miz.
Yeah, yeah, it says he has the least amount of talent. And,
really? Least amount of talent?
Yeah.
He's wrong. That's not true.
No.
Not at all.
That's like when
he's looked off though lately.
Yeah, I agree. Real. I agree. He's looked really off. I agree on that.
I have a theory about that, but I think you guys might disagree with me. Okay. I really think that it has to do with like he was probably traveling with Maryse all the time,
mm-hmm.
and like that's a big change. All of a sudden, you guys are together 4 days a week on the road, and then you're together during the week, and then you're not together at all during the weekends.
By the way, with a totally lonely life, wrestling is lonely.
No, it's- yeah.
Super
brutal.
Lonely. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I was writing, which is hardly the kind of demand on your body. I know. I mean, other than the demand I was giving myself, there was really no pain or anything given to myself. So I can only imagine what it's like if you beat the crap out of yourself those lonely days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty crappy feeling.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, it's the hotel room building.
Yeah.
Food. Hotel room.
I've been to 30 states or something. I've never been out of
remember it.
I only know the arena.
No,
and I barely know the arena. They all look the same anyway. I do know that there's like a Quiznos in every state.
You
next
know where
to the
all
arena.
The IHOPs and the Waffle Houses and the Subways are. But
Steak and Shake, steak, all of those.
Yeah. Bob Evans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you know about these cities.
So it's probably a big change.
Yeah,
and like that can throw an entertainer. They ask for like a certain kind of water when they go to the set. Yeah. They ask for a certain kind of food. They ask for this. Wrestlers don't have that option.
No.
All they have is the people that are around them. And then when someone so major leaves, I have a feeling that that might have been a big deal.
Yeah. Is it not good if someone's left the company, is it not good to travel? Is that a thing?
What, travel with them?
Yeah.
It's weird. It depends on how you left the company. It depends on, like, I've heard of people that have gotten thrown out from backstage.
Really?
That left
that
the
used
company.
To be there?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. they went to go visit their man.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they were escorted out.
Wow.
So that does occur. And, like, so it depends on how you left.
What about civilians?
Like, civilians sure. traveling? There is a code backstage, and you know this because yeah. you were there. There's such a code back there that they can get you in trouble for anything.
Yeah.
Like, they don't shake somebody's hand.
That's the worst, yeah.
They don't look in the person in the eye when they're talking to them. They hide in a corner because there's all these big, scary wrestlers around, and your girlfriend's like, I don't want to,
right.
you know, I'll just hang out over here. Then she might get in trouble, too, because maybe someone hit on her, and yeah. she was like, no, I'm good, blah, blah, blah. But that guy gets pissed. Yeah. Why doesn't your girlfriend want to talk to me? There is such a thing that you don't even want to bring your significant other
yeah.
into that situation
yeah.
unless they already know it. And it's like, even the top guys, they only bring their girls around WrestleMania.
Or hometown show.
Hometown shows. Yeah. Or maybe if they've been nursing an injury.
Yeah.
You know, so there's only those times where someone actually goes on the road. So the other 240 days, it's like you're on your own.
Sure.
It's insane.
But there are people like Booker.
Backpage.com.
Booker T, right? Booker T and his wife, right?
Yeah.
Charmel. Mm-hmm. That was racist. Charmel and Booker T, there were times that people would travel and be in the storyline so they can travel together, right?
There is that.
It's rare.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
It depends on what your relationship is with everybody at the company.
Can't be
and
easy.
They also love to stir stuff. Yeah. Like, okay, the girlfriend gets fired.
Yeah.
And then the boyfriend that's still there will get put in a storyline with one of the hot girls there
sure.
that they know is promiscuous.
Right.
So guess what? All of a sudden, the girlfriend at home is like, oh my God, what's going on? I don't understand. Like, why right. is this happening? Blah, blah, blah. And you know that girl isn't very good. And now you know your man is lonely on the road because
right.
you've been there. And it's like all of a sudden, okay, well, there goes a relationship.
Right.
And so anybody that has that major of a change, like
sure.
you see it all the time with celebrities. Like
yeah.
all of a sudden, like,
yo, Angelina Jolie and Brad.
Are they done?
No, but that's how they met. They met
yeah.
on Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. They met on
yeah.
set.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's everywhere.
And I
but,
think Miz looks like Brad Pitt.
Well,
it's a great comparison. They have the best acting skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. So ambulance
right
match.
Mm-hmm.
Kane and Cena at Elimination Chamber.
Yes.
Do you think that Kane's
Wait, we didn't talk about the rider off the freaking thing.
The what?
His legs caving in as he fell down the thing.
We haven't gotten there
okay,
yet.
I thought you were just doing predictions already.
No, okay. I was just mentioning another.
Cena,
I have a better prediction.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Cena ambulance match. I assume Cena over Kane so that he doesn't lose stock going into WrestleMania.
Yeah, I can't see Kane winning.
No. Not at all.
No.
I can see it setting up Ryder Kane at WrestleMania.
Oof.
I don't know. That's the only thing I can see.
Yeah, but they don't even talk to each other. They don't look at each other. He's like,
because he doesn't exist.
He's
he only
really
exists to Cena.
We went over this.
This is going to be
so
like when Vince
angry.
Fought God. Do you remember that?
I do remember
I was
that.
Involved in that.
It was versus Shawn Michaels and God, right?
I one of my big only jokes that made it on air was that he was going to check his... the referee was going to force him to check his leg, and but it was just air. Just go up to him and tap him down. No one there. Just a spotlight.
Just God.
God, things were great for me then, guys.
Wow.
Really went well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So,
the things
Cena,
we do with religion.
Yeah.
Kane's trying to make me turn on my friends, turn on the yep. WWE universe. All of a sudden, the Boston accent makes an appearance.
It's awesome.
I know you were very happy
it
about
was.
It.
Yeah. That's when you know
I
Cena's
thought he was
going
to start
yeah.
rapping.
That's when you know
up.
Cena's mad.
Yes, when his accent comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Or when he's in Boston.
Or when he's in Boston. He's
you guys, somebody found a picture of Kali in the glasses.
What?
Oh, no. Linestra, Linestra found the picture of the glasses. These aren't the ones, the exact ones, but these are just like the ones that I told him looked good on him. And I stand by it. I told you last week they're kind of frosted and they looked a little wrap around.
They look great on him.
I agree.
Yeah,
they make
I'm
his
glad
face
you
look
told
nice.
Them.
Thank you, guys.
That's you should save that so now
I'm
you can start
sure you
a list
no,
of the people
like,
that
like
you've
a
helped.
Client portfolio
it is
yeah. totally
see what I did now
thank
he's on
so
the
much.
CW yeah. runway or
yeah.
the red carpet
yeah
awesome
let me pick your glasses
let me
I'll make you look less freakish
so then Ryder comes out he uses the crutches down to the ring doesn't use them in the ring and then he gets
that was terrible
I don't. This segment was weird.
It's just weird.
Why didn't we end it this way? Why didn't we end it with Triple H, Shawn?
I was just gonna say we should have ended it with that.
That was great.
That would have been way better with the Undertaker promo and leaving.
I mean, it was a great spot at the end.
Is Cena in trouble right now?
In life?
No, they just don't know what to do with him until WrestleMania. He has nothing to do.
Yeah.
He has no one to feud with The Rock not going into WrestleMania.
So put him
he
with can't. Zack and Kane?
There's too many heavy hitters to put him in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, the Elimination Chamber, you need
it's
everybody.
Stacked.
Yeah. Who else are you going to put him with?
I don't know.
And I think they thought with a returning Kane, it would be something.
Well, it's like an event, right?
Yeah,
right.
Kane returned, and now he's going to feud with the top dog, but it's really not getting over like they thought it would.
Over like
forever. And then once Kane loses to John Cena.
Well, does he lose, or is there just a disqualification schmata kind of?
Well, no, actually, what's going to happen at the count of three, he's going to smoke and disappear.
Told you! It's like gone.
Ah, till next time!
First the ambulance, now this!
Who remembers the first time the Undertaker left and his face popped up in like green etching?
What?
When the Undertaker, I think it was one of the first casket matches that he lost, like one of the first really big times he lost, and like lightning struck and
Yeah. Well,
I will come back.
Yeah. Are you talking about the time that lightning actually did? Actually did the graph. You were there. Do you remember the graphic of the lightning?
Uh-oh.
Oh man, it was so bad. It was so bad. I was working there. They had this, I forget what the bit is. Someone should remind me. But it was like a bit where we actually had lightning strike in the ring.
He's done that quite a few times.
It's terrible looking. Yeah. It's terrible. There's better graphics on like Out of This World, the sitcom with the girl where it frees time with her fingers. It was better. It's better in that show.
I just had the best Ted DiBiase laugh right there. I don't know if anyone just knows. money.
Well, so then Zach almost dies.
Yes.
That was a hell of a bump he took.
Hey, Steve-O from Jackass. That made him cringe. I think it's going to be on, what's his name, Rob Dyrdek's show. He's going to hit him on the phone.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't know the name of that show. The way he fell on his legs, they like crumbled under.
One came like back.
Yeah.
And, oh, it looked bad.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy.
Bad. I'm going to rewind it.
That was some Joe Namath. Joe Theismann shit. Uh-huh. It was just like breaking his leg and right on TV.
It was like Psycho Sid.
It's all over the place that maybe it's because Maurice left that Miz is off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, good for you.
Apparently, that's been, you know. That's what I'm being told.
But she's been gone for a while, though.
I agree. It's about the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He started going downhill, and then
now it's
you're good
noticeable.
For a few months. Yeah. For a few months, you're like, oh, okay, I got my freedom, and I'll go to yoga. And
Valentine's,
be great.
You know, Valentine's he's been going. Seeing her in Hollywood, doing all these cool things. He's pissed.
Yeah, I
he's
get
pissed.
It. I agree.
Mm-hmm. He wants that kitty cat.
Meow,
right? Meow.
So only so much masturbation, guys.
Meow.
Only so much masturbation. After a while, the road gets
hand-to-hand combat.
Very lonely, guys.
Very
and
lonely.
Demanding.
Very
so lonely. All those long nights in the bathroom.
so demanding on myself.
I have an injured back, an injured wrist. I don't know what happened.
My left hand's always getting jealous. What the heck?
I'm not very romantic.
Do you masturbate?
He just said romantic. He did.
That was God.
Did you bring condoms?
Chris Hansen all over our show today. I love Chris Hansen. You guys.
You're
why
so
don't you
happy.
Take a seat?
So
we noticed you have a teddy bear there with the packs of condoms. What
that's
were
always,
your intentions?
By the way, that's always the best part of To Catch a Predator is how he segues himself into the room because the guy will be like, why don't you come out here? And he'll be like, why don't you come out here? Like, they don't even make sense. He's like, what, you? He's like, are you getting me some lemonade? I bet you want some lemonade. Like, and by the way, also, where else is sweet tea offered other than in the house of a 14-year-old? Like, other than McDonald's a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that once a year.
No. Oh, sweet tea is actually available all over the place in the South.
Oh, really? I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Do we do an after buzz for how to catch a predator? If we did, I have two people right now that would love to be here. Who still can't go near schools at any time.
Can we bring Kane?
Is your instant message name DMXFan69?
You're making me horny.
My other favorite ones. Is your name... The name's always so good.
So, I don't know, Phil. Do you want to take a caller, or are we on a strict schedule tonight?
No, let's take some callers. We got a couple minutes.
Here we go.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, this is Lionel from Texas.
Hey, Lionel.
Hey, Lionel.
What's up?
How's it going?
Everything's going great. You got a question for us?
Oh, yes. When will the Bad Girls Club be released?
Can we get another caller, please? Boo! Get off the phone, my man. Can we get another caller, please?
Boo!
Next caller.
Here we go.
I'll be the heel on this one. We'll blow through these calls real quick.
You go. I'm disgusted.
What is your question?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up? Can we get a question? Guys?
Everything's going good. What's your name? Where are you from?
Florida.
Okay. Sweet. Is your name Florida and where you're from, Florida? Or is that just where you're from?
No. My name is Johan.
Hey, Johan.
And I'm from Florida.
All awesome. Right.
Sweet.
What's your
How's
question?
It going, guys?
Good. What's your question, bud?
I was wondering, now that Shawn Michaels is back, do you think he's going to have a significant impact on what's going to happen with Triple H and Undertaker?
Well, we talked about this last week, and I genuinely hope it's not. I hope it's a significant part, but I just hope it's not like an obvious part. Like, I hope he's not a special referee.
Yeah.
I hope he's not anything. But if it somehow ties into the idea that Shawn Michaels is jealous of Triple H because he actually has a chance to put him under, that's cool, but I don't see that happening after this week.
No.
Right.
I don't see him doing anything.
What I was thinking was that he was going to be the special guest referee. I think that was the obvious thing that was going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen, but I think that's
it's
where it's going to go.
Too much.
I don't see it. I think it's just they're pushing the storyline forward.
So who gets him? Okay,
I think Vince comes out, and like you said, I think Stephanie eventually comes out and says, you know, you have to do it.
I didn't marry a coward, and you have three girls at home.
You know, he wanted to say pussy so bad, though, too.
Right.
Because I think Vince comes out, too.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, but this is just my opinion. I think the streak is going to end this year.
I don't think so.
I hope it never ends.
I mean, I do. I mean, he has a point in the sense that...
She always says that.
But the truth is, though, is that I do think... I do kind of think that... Like, if he was going to end the streak, it's probably, sadly, to Triple H.
No, what's going to happen is they're going to make him put his career up. He's going to say, okay, you want to do it? It's going to be the exact same thing. I'll fight you again so you can get revenge, but I don't want just your streak. I want your career.
Right. No.
And then that'll be the last we see The Undertaker.
What is it, bud?
Yeah. Guys, before I have to go, because I have to actually go to sleep pretty soon, I have to let Jensen know something really quickly.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Hey, Jensen, check this out.
I love you.
I'll be watching the Elimination Chamber this Sunday.
Yes.
Naked.
And guess what I'll be having at my house?
Choco Tacos.
Yes.
I'm very happy.
So. That's a good one right there.
You know, I bought them at the market this week. You can get them at the supermarket. That's probably what he's referencing. Because you used to have to get them only off an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And now they sell them by the box.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, thanks so
much,
man.
Thank you so much by the box.
I will eat one as well with you.
No problem, guys. Have a great night.
Take care, buddy. Have fun.
Bye.
Choco Taco by the box.
In other words, we need to do predictions.
Yes, there it is.
Predictions.
What is that in my ear? Okay, so predictions for Elimination Chamber.
Yes.
Punk goes in. Does he come out still a champion? Daniel Bryan goes out. Does he still come out a champion?
Daniel Bryan, no.
Well, the thing is, that's a thing. The title changes tons at Elimination Chamber. Yeah. That's like a majority of the time it changes.
Cleans everything up for WrestleMania.
So
Jericho wins Elimination Chamber and Orton wins the other one.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope so because I don't like what's going on with Orton right now. And I loved how they teased it. You might be right because they teased it today. When Daniel Bryan was out there, Orton looked down at him and was like,
well, because he cost him the match on SmackDown.
Yes.
Right.
I think Orton wins. I think Punk's going to keep it.
See, I think it sets up Jericho wins and says, see, I am the best in the world.
And then who does he face at WrestleMania?
Punk.
Okay. That's good. That's really good.
Punk wins it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Babyface should be chasing. So that's good.
Yeah,
like that.
That's good.
See, we were quick with predictions.
That is good.
Did you see that?
That is good.
All right, guys.
Wrap it up, guys.
See you later.
Sounds like a condom commercial. Wrap it up, guys. Wrap it up.
I'll be peck popping all week.
On a handstand.
You peck pop all week.
All week, girl.
Yeah.
All
and week. Send your photos to Jensen.
Yes, at JensenClan88, CLAN88, JENSENCLAN88. I will look at your sunglasses and tell you what I think.
Okay, and my Twitter is Maria L. Canellis.
ROH Mike Bennett. Send me pictures of you peck popping, please.
Oh.
Yes.
At Mr. To the P.
Oh, dear.
Just send me like a
what
smiley
kind
face
of peck
or something.
What does he think he's going to get?
Happy face.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Happy Valentine's
just follow
Day.
Follow me on Twitter
Eat
or something.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Just please follow me on Twitter.
People love it when you beg to get on. Please. To follow him on Twitter.
Please trending topic Twitter.
See you next week, guys.
I'm trying to get to 100 swallowers.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Cupcake.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.